Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan podcast. And I'm really excited. Our book has now been listed. It's available for pre-order on Amazon. Please, I'd encourage you, buy the Longevity Plan. You will love it. It represents 4 years of our lives, living with these people, studying with these people, a research team. They're in China, and there's so much that you can learn from this experience that will benefit you in your own life. So look for it. The Longevity Plan, now available for pre-order on Amazon. The book will be available on July 4th, but get it now because this is how bookstores determine which books they will carry. So if there's a strong pre-order, then that will help it to get it to more people, help more people. And basically, we would love to see this in every bookstore across the U.S. So go online now, go to Amazon and pre-order your book. But for now, let's talk about chocolate prevents atrial fibrillation. Really? So if you've read the news this past week, you saw the headlines, chocolate prevents atrial fibrillation. It seems too good to be true. How can something that tastes so good also be so healthy for your heart? In this podcast, I'm going to review the latest chocolate study and share what it really means to you and your health. But before we do it, let's first answer the question, what is atrial fibrillation? For those who may not be familiar with this heart condition, atrial fibrillation is the most common arrhythmia. And atrial fibrillation typically leads to, if you were to check your pulse, someone with atrial fibrillation, their pulse is going to be rapid and it's going to be very chaotic. Also, people with atrial fibrillation typically experience shortness of breath and fatigue when their heart goes out of rhythm. The concern is that this heart rhythm irregularity, it may lead to strokes, cause heart failure, cause dementia, and possibly even a premature death. So, the atrial fibrillation study. In this study, or the study that hit the headlines this past week, researchers recruited 55,502 people. So definitely a pretty big study. And the range, age range of these people, somewhere between age 50 and 64. So they asked each study participant how often they ate chocolate. And then they followed these people, these 55,000 plus people, to see who would develop atrial fibrillation over the next 13.5 years. Well, at the end of this 13 and a half year study, 3,346 of the original 55,000 plus people had developed atrial fibrillation. Quite remarkably, those eating chocolate at least weekly, so they reported eating at least one serving of chocolate a week, their risk of atrial fibrillation was up to 20% lower than those who really don't eat chocolate on a regular basis. Now, for those who are looking for the optimal dose of dark chocolate, the greatest benefit was seen in people eating chocolate 2 to 6 times a week. For chocoholics like me, eating chocolate daily conferred a 16% decreased risk of developing atrial fibrillation. Now, these findings go against conventional wisdom. Historically, atrial fibrillation patients were told to avoid chocolate because of the concern that caffeine could trigger their heart arrhythmia. Now we know that this conventional wisdom is just not true for most people. Now, I need to point out that this was a Danish study. For those who have ever purchased chocolate in Denmark, chocolate must be at least 30% cacao. 30% cacao almost meets U.S. criteria for dark chocolate. Thus, the chocolate they ate in Denmark with this study is much darker than what Americans typically enjoy. So let me give you 3 reasons why this study may not be completely accurate. As much as I love dark chocolate and would love more than anything for this study to be true, there are some problems with the findings, or basically some problems with the methodology used in the study. And here are the 3 biggest reasons in my mind of why this study may not be completely accurate. So here you go. Number 1, researchers determine chocolate consumption based on a questionnaire. The problem with this is that most people don't remember what they ate. For example, do you remember how much chocolate you ate each day this past month? If I were to ask you, could you tell me? What about for the last year? Now, in these studies, people are only filling out questionnaires maybe every 6 months or every 12 months. So trying to remember how many days you ate chocolate over the preceding half year could be quite difficult. Number two, researchers didn't ask what kind of chocolate people ate. There's a huge difference between milk chocolate, which is mostly sugar, and say, for example, cacao nibs, which may not have any sugar at all. As these researchers never asked, we really don't know what kind of chocolate they ate in this study. Even though European chocolate is much darker than American chocolate, we don't know if they were eating 30% cacao or 90% cacao. When doing a chocolate study, you must know the cacao percentage of what people were eating, and you also must know the amount of added sugar, because that's going to affect your results. Number three, my third complaint with this study. Chocolate eaters are different than non-chocolate eaters. For better or worse, dark chocolate is now viewed as a health food. Because of this halo status of dark chocolate, people who eat dark chocolate tend to be better educated. Also, people who eat dark chocolate tend to be more health conscientious. This study also showed that chocolate eaters were somewhat better educated and lived a slightly healthier lifestyle. Thus, when interpreting the results of a study like this, we can't be sure whether the benefit seen from the chocolate was due to the fact that they actually ate the chocolate, or was it the type of person who eats chocolate? In other words, if people who are better educated and care more about their health are more likely to eat chocolate, then we know that better educated people and people who care more about their health may make 100 other health decisions which are more healthy than someone who is not. So what we really don't know is, was it the chocolate or the type of person who eats chocolate? Other studies looking at chocolate and atrial fibrillation. You can never just look at one study to find the truth. To find out if chocolate prevents atrial fibrillation, you need to look at other studies as well. In this case, there have been two other big studies which have also tried to answer the question of whether or not chocolate prevents atrial fibrillation. The first was the Women's Health Study evaluating 33,638 American women. In this study, there was a trend toward less atrial fibrillation in chocolate eaters, but these findings did not achieve statistical significance. So for you statisticians out there, yeah, the data on whole looked like chocolate eaters probably had less atrial fibrillation, but it wasn't a big enough difference to say that it was statistically correct. In other words, it could have been chance. The second study was the Physicians' Health Study, which included 18,819 U.S. male physicians. In this study, there was a trend toward more atrial fibrillation with chocolate eaters, so showing that chocolate might not be good for atrial fibrillation. However, as with the Women's Health Study, these findings also didn't reach statistical significance. So, two big American studies, neither showed a clear benefit or harm of chocolate for atrial fibrillation. Because American chocolate contains less cacao and more added sugar, it is possible that this could explain why the two American studies failed to show any benefit of chocolate in treating atrial fibrillation. Thus, if you are hoping that chocolate prevents atrial fibrillation, you really should shoot for dark chocolate with less added sugar, as this is what was shown in the Danish study that is the topic for today's podcast. So, how may chocolate help the heart? What makes chocolate so helpful when it comes to the heart? The answer really lies with the flavonoids. Flavonoids are the phytonutrients in plants which give them their colors. As chocolate comes from the cocoa bean, this is where chocolate gets its flavonoids. First, when it comes to chocolate, the higher the cacao percentage, the more of these flavonoids you are getting. These flavonoids have been shown in studies to be anti-inflammatory. Flavonoids lower blood pressure. Flavonoids lower cholesterol. Flavonoids have been shown to help prevent diabetes. Second, as counterintuitive as it may seem, dark chocolate may actually help with weight loss. For example, in one study, dark chocolate was shown to make people feel fuller so that they ate less. In contrast, the high sugar content of milk chocolate just made people want to eat more. And as we know from many, many, many studies, people who weigh less, leaner people, non-obese people are much less likely to develop heart problems. They're much less likely to develop arrhythmias, including atrial fibrillation. So maybe dark chocolate helps people to keep their weight in line, which helps them to avoid heart problems. Lastly, it could be the magnesium in chocolate. Chocolate is very high in magnesium, and magnesium has been shown in countless studies to help prevent arrhythmias. Magnesium may even help prevent heart attacks. So there's a lot with that. Magnesium really is a special mineral when it comes to preventive heart health. And fortunately, chocolate, especially dark chocolate, is loaded with magnesium. So how to hack your health with chocolate? The key takeaway from this Danish dark chocolate study is that chocolate, if done right, can be incredibly healthy. And here are three ways to improve your health with chocolate. So if you want to self-medicate with chocolate for better health, remember these three rules. Number one, aim for the highest percent cacao possible. As discussed, the higher the cacao percentage, the more flavonoids. That's the good stuff in chocolate that you are getting. Ideally, your dark chocolate really needs to be at least 70% cacao to see the most benefit. Number two, find chocolate with zero or minimal added sugars. In a perfect world, you could satisfy your chocolate cravings with no sugar added cacao nibs. However, if you're like me, the taste is just too bitter. So, as I have virtually eliminated all added sugars from my diet. Now, this was hard to do, and I've been doing this now for the last couple of months. It is hard to try to get rid of every last gram of sugar that could be hiding anywhere in any of your foods. Because of that, I now eat extra dark stevia sweetened chocolate. So stevia, that's a natural sweetener. It doesn't contain any sugar. They've been using it in Brazil for centuries. And while this stevia sweetened extra dark chocolate is not as healthy as, say, for example, no sugar added cacao nibs, it works for me. It also satisfies my sweet tooth. And so that I don't feel the compelling urge to eat any other sweets in my life or any other added sugars. Wherever you are at, try to go as dark as you can with your chocolate. Also, look for chocolate that has the least amount of added sugars. Zero is probably the best. Number three, use chocolate to replace all other sweets. In my mind, this is probably the healthiest way to approach chocolate. Our bodies are hardwired to crave sweets, and this is especially true with children. When dark chocolate replaces cookies, when dark chocolate replaces donuts, when dark chocolate replaces anything else sweet that you might ever consider eating in your life, this is where the greatest benefit is seen. And that's basically the philosophy that I've adopted for the last 5 years or so, is that dark chocolate is the only sweet that I'll take. And so it's by replacing all the other crap, it really helps me to eat a lot healthier. So here's my question for you. How do you eat chocolate? I'd love to hear your comments, your questions, and I'll do my best to respond to any questions in a timely manner. How do you do it? Go onto my website. Two ways of finding it, thelongevityplan.com or drjohnday.com. And in this case, this study that we've discussed in this podcast corresponds to blog number 219. So find blog 219, Chocolate Prevents Atrial Fibrillation. Really? Scroll down to the bottom, and there you can post your comments, post your questions. I'd love to hear from you, and I'm sure our other podcast listeners, blog readers would love to hear or see what you have to say as well. So thank you so much for tuning in, and please, 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 please go out. Order your copy of The Longevity Plan on Amazon today. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.